This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Postgame Show.
God, a home run! A 3-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Yeah, Royals win. They sweep the Reds. Here we go, Kansas City. The boys are on their way home. A 6-game homestand. We're down to the final few games of the regular season. 38 to play. And I don't believe a majority of them are going to be at home. I hope to see you out there at Kauffman Stadium beginning tomorrow night. Let's have a week. Royals are now just 3 games back in the American League Central after taking care of business in Cincinnati, taking the finale by a final count of 8-1. Phone lines are open for you. So much to discuss after this one, but I want to start with you. Again, the phone number, as we are now on and still unbeaten on 96.5 The Fan. The phone number is 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. 96-5. Royals win 8-1, and to me this game is rather simple to boil down. To me this game comes down to one sentence. Do what you do. As a team, as an individual, do what you do. From Lucas Ersig to Brady Singer, Dyrone Blanco and Freddie Fermin, Bobby Salvi, Vinny, do what you do. And today the Royals did just that. Lucas Ersig. Now, when I say do what you do, I understand this guy's been here for like 15 minutes. But whether he likes it or not, whether you like it or not, the role for Lucas Ersig moving forward this season, and if this team has any hopes of making noise come October, shoot, if this team has any hope of getting to October, this is what Lucas Ersig needs to do. He teams up with Freddie Fermin to wiggle out of a tremendous jam in the seventh inning and win this game right there. We've talked a lot on this show about leverage and using Lucas Ersig when the game is most in the balance. Matt Quatrero did that again today, and it paid off in a big way. Lucas Ersig, Brady Singer. Now, I'm not going to say waiting out a 45-minute rain delay is him doing what he does, but Brady's a dog out there. Brady's been a battler since he showed up back in the pandemic shortened season of 2020. Finding a way, put in uncomfortable positions. Brady Singer, do what you do and find a way out of it. He did just that today. Now, I'm not going to say that Dyrone Blanco hitting 3 home runs in a 48-hour span is what he does. Now, I'm not talking about the home run. I'm talking about that push, bunt, single for a leadoff knock in the third inning to put the Royals on the board. To jumpstart this team, Dairon Blanco gets it going in the third. I don't expect him to fall in love with the big fly. I'm not expecting to see Dairon Blanco swinging for the fences moving forward. Dairon Blanco, do what you do. Get on base and cause havoc. Use that speed. He did just that today. Again, Royals win 8-1. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. From Bobby Witt Jr. to Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, they drive in 5 runs today. Your run producers, do what you do. Royals, 14 games above 500. All right, let's hear from you. Let's get your reaction. I don't know if you heard what Matt Quatrero just said there. Or rather, I don't know if you heard the question to Matt Quatrero right there. The MLB reporter asking questions to Q said, do you think this is the best series of the season? Is this as good as you guys have looked all year? And Q didn't give him an answer. But you can give him an answer. Personally, I say no. No, the Royals did what they should do to a team like this. Outpitch them, outdefend them, do that, and you're going to beat them. Royals did that in convincing fashion, outscoring Cincinnati 28-3. Let's start off in Lee's Summit. Ronnie, you're hitting leadoff on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I just wanted to say, man, outscoring the Reds on the road 28-3 was absolutely incredible. But watching today the brilliance of Singer and Ursig, man, I'm not sure that I've seen a better duo all year long. That was so exciting. I about jumped off my couch watching Ursig strike 5 out of 6 batters in a situation that they could have turned the game the other direction. So, man, I got to say this, and a lot of Royals fans may not agree with me, Vern, but I bought Fubo TV so I could watch every game. I've been watching every game all year long. And I got to tell you, man, I'm the one fan that's probably going to tell you today, even if for some reason they don't make the playoffs, which I think they're going to, I've had such fun watching the turnaround of this ball club this year. If everybody's not on the bandwagon by now, man, you're missing out on some of the coolest sports we've had in Kansas City. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, way to get us started, Ronnie. Appreciate it, buddy. No doubt about it. And I think CDOT's done a good job of pointing this out, that right, Carrington, a guy that is born and raised a Royals fan, has been through it all, except for the glory years of the 70s and 80s. He was grinding through the 90s and the aughts, celebrating in 14 and 15, and then once again grinding for nearly a decade since. I think CDOT's done a good job of pointing out the fact that this team's worth it. Now, I've mentioned this team is worth sticking it out. That no matter how arduous the task at hand, no matter how daunting the deficit, this team has earned your patience. Wait it out. Give them their 27 outs. See what Bobby and Vinny and Salvi can do with this deficit. See if they can overcome. But CDOT's done a good job of pointing out that they're worth going out to the ballpark. Now, when you have a rotation that's giving you a chance to win every single night, now 90-95% of the games this season, your starting pitcher has given you a chance to win. 90-95% of the games this season, when you lose, I would say, yeah, 90-95% of your losses are not chalked up to stupid baseball. You know, bad base running, bad defense. So they're worth the price of admission. You know you're going to be entertained because the team's going to be in the game because of that rotation. They're not going to blow it because of their defense or base running. Sure, they might blow it late because of a bullpen, but that's still a pretty enjoyable 2-3 hours at the ballpark. Not to mention, the best player on the planet is wearing your uniform, and he isn't going anywhere. They're worth the price of admission. They're worth the price of, what would you say, Fubo? Bally Sports. You know, the Odyssey app is free. And that's always there for you. And of course, crystal clear FM radio. You can catch every single Royals game and every playoff game right here on 96.5 The Fan. Ronnie, thank you very much, man. Way to get us started. Let's go to Jake in Ottawa. Jake, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for having me on, man. Man, Ronnie's right on, and you were too. I listened to your on-deck show. You were talking about starting pitching, and Brady Singer was just amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, even after the 45-minute delay, crazy, coming back out there and putting it down, and then Lucas Ercig, holy smokes, man. That guy, do we sneakily get the best leverage pitcher maybe in baseball right now? He looks like it right now. I don't know. I mean, striking out 4 of 6 and just unbelievable. And sure, I was blown away. You know, and I just watched Minnesota go down to Texas. Just right now, I had all three games at Cleveland, Minnesota, and the Royals up.
Sweet.
They all kind of overlap there with the rain delay, too. So we just picked up a game on the Twins as well. So
I'm on, you know me, though. You know me. I appreciate the phone call. Jake, you know me, man. I'm focused on Cleveland. All I care about is winning this division. Now, we could talk about the wild card after those 7 games in 10 days against the Cleveland Guardians. By the way, that 7-game in 10-day stretch starts up a week from tomorrow. A doubleheader in Cleveland a week from tomorrow. Now, if the Royals don't fare well in that stretch, okay, yeah. We'll talk a lot more wild card on this show. But the Royals have 7 meetings with Cleveland, 38 games to play total, and they're just 3 games back. I ain't watching Minnesota. I'm watching Cleveland get swept in Milwaukee. Swept at the hands of a team that the Royals took 2 of 3 from. Royals, happy flight home as they get ready to take on the awful Angels at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow night. But again, like I said, it's not about the other team. You show up to Kauffman Stadium not to see Shohei or Aaron Judge or who's ever in the other dugout. It's about watching the best player on the planet, the best catcher this organization has ever seen, and one of the finest rotations we've seen in the past 3 decades in Kansas City. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Royals win 8-1. We go to John in Overland Park. John, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
Hello, Vern. Happy Sunday. A great day it was. Hey, I know on the pregame, you had talked about how Brady Singer was kind of in a no-win situation,
yeah,
that, you know,
yeah,
he lost. You know, but what I think was what was great about today is that he did actually come out on the winning side. There was a way he could win, and that's sticking it out through that rain delay. Just showed how tough he was, that he actually did come out today on the winning side. So
I hope so.
And I think that's great for him. And I told you the other day when you asked about the eliteness of the staff, I still say the staff is elite. They're proving it. And I am looking so forward to that 20-game stretch. I think this team will hold their own, or more than hold their own. I think they will embrace the opportunity to play the Phillies, the Yankees, the Astros, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, me neither. Me neither. Handle your business against the Halos and then bring it on. Oh, I'm with you. Thank you very much for the phone call, John. Nice to hear from you, as always. If you missed it, my point earlier today was, as it pertains to Brady Singer, because this week, after his second-inning blow-up in Minnesota, there were people diving off the Brady Singer bandwagon left and right. Oh, he can't beat good teams. Oh, he can't handle left-handed hitters. You know, whatever. People just preying on the downfall of Brady Singer. Rejoicing, apparently, in the quick to find an escape hatch when it comes to Brady Singer. Yeah, I thought today was a no-win situation. Because if he comes out and shoves, those doubters will quickly respond with, well, of course he pitched well. Cincinnati's below 500. Brady Singer always pitches well against bad teams. But if he struggled, the doubters would just have more fodder. Now, it's an interesting point that you bring up, John. Brady Singer at 23 pitches in the second inning is when the rain arrives. Right, he hits Jamer Candelario with a slider as it's just pouring rain. So the game stops in a weather delay. It's a 45-minute delay. Singer comes back and picks up three strikeouts to finish off the side in the second. Faces the minimum in the third and the fourth. Works around a one-out single in the fifth. And ends up giving you six shutout innings. Singer's 15th start this season, allowing no more than one run. Nobody in baseball has more outings allowing no more than one run. Nobody has more than Brady Singer. His ERA shrinks to 3.18. Yeah, he showed toughness, no doubt about it. But I still feel that it's a no-win situation. Because even the doubters have to acknowledge that Brady Singer's been a tough SOB since he showed up. Right, this was a guy that was thrown to the wolves in 2020. Here, you're in the rotation. You're pitching game two. We ain't got anybody else, bud. We need you, and we need you to be good because we want people to watch and listen. Well, Brady Singer and this rotation, yeah, they are elite. That's what the stats will say, right? The third lowest ERA in Major League Baseball as far as a starting staff is concerned. Singer today with his 11th quality start. This Royals rotation has spun a quality start in half of the games. 62 of the 124 games, exactly 50%, the Royals have received a quality start. Yeah, it's been elite, no doubt about it. But John, what matters is what they do in that 20-game stretch. Can they be elite then? Because if so, you're winning the division. If the Royals' rotation remains elite in that riptide, that 20-game stretch against playoff teams and only playoff teams, if these guys keep it up, you're going to track down Cleveland. You're going to win the division. You're going to get a home game in the in the postseason, it's crazy to say. Yeah, this rotation, by the way, the only team in baseball with four guys in the top 20 as far as ERA is concerned. There's no other team in baseball that has more than two of the top 20. Royals have four of them. Seth Lugo has the eighth lowest ERA. Cole Reagan's 12th. Brady Singer, 13th. Michael Wacha, 18th. Let's go to Lance in Overland Park. Lance, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, all right, on FM radio. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, Vern, real quick. Was this three-game sweeps are always nice, but was this a little bit sweeter just because it was Cincinnati? Am I still feeling the rivalry with the Bengals? Because every time something good happened for the Royals, I was cheering, then every time something bad happened for Cincinnati, I was laughing.
Yeah, listen, that's interesting you bring it up, Lance. I appreciate the phone call. You're not the first one to bring up the fact that Kansas City is reveling in the fact that they continue to beat down Cincinnati. That surprises me. Honestly, I don't know why Chiefs fans pay Bengals fans any mind. Patriots fans never respected Chiefs fans, right? When Tom Brady was there, they never thought twice about the Chiefs. Cincinnati, what have they done? They haven't done anything. Yeah, they went to a Super Bowl. They lost it. Mahomes has three rings. Don't pay attention to Cincinnati. No, the only thing that I took pleasure in other than the pure and utter domination was the fact that Ellie De La Cruz just continues to struggle against the Royals. I mean, he's booting balls last night. He's getting caught stealing today as just a perfect call on a pitch out as they nab him in the third inning. Freddie Fermin to Michael Massey. Well done. Freddie Fermin remains rock solid behind the dish. Another caught stealing. And look, for as much praise as Lucas Ursig is receiving and deserves, Freddie Fermin stole that strike three to Ellie De La Cruz in the seventh. You know, if you missed this game, it was close in the seventh. It's 4-1 Kansas City with the Reds loading the bases with only one out. Right? So the game-tying runs on first base, the winning runs at the dish in the form of the MVP candidate Ellie De La Cruz. That's when Matt Quatrero pulled Sam Long, put in Lucas Ursig, and De La Cruz called out on a changeup down and out of the zone. It should have been ball two, but Freddie stole that bad boy. Another solid day for Fermin. Freddie's hit safely in 18 of his last 19 games. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. Again, 913-586-7965. Royals win. They sweep the Reds. Final score, 8-1. Let's go to Shane in Olathe. Shane, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. To answer your question last night, what I called in, we didn't make today's game. We're driving back. But like I said, these guys, everybody should be thinking division. Once again, and here's there's the point that I kind of wanted to make today. It's the thing that I'm most excited about is the fact that they're doing what you said, just do what you do. Aside from Blanco today, or, you know, this weekend, he's the only one that's just played out of his shoes. Everybody else is just playing consistent in the way they've always done it. The pitching rotation, you've said this 100 times. You know, the best part of our pitching rotation is whoever's on the bump tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if they're not talking about Q as being manager of the year on this turnaround from last year, oh, my God, they're completely missing the boat. But it was an exciting weekend. I'm pumped. You know, it's we did have, as Lance said, yeah, we did have people asking us about Mahomes when we were there. And I just kind of shrugged my shoulders like, you know, talk to me when you do something in a meaningful game.
Right.
You know, so
right.
That's all we had. Great listening to you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you do the same. Appreciate it, Shane. Great American Ballpark saw more than 30,000 turnout for all three games as Bobby Witt Jr. and the boys visited Cincinnati. Bobby, by the way, picks up another knock. He's now hit safely in 26 of his last 28 games. His .350 batting average is the best in baseball. He has 20 more base hits than anybody else in the big leagues, and he's on pace for more base hits in a single season than any shortstop in modern baseball history. So, yeah. You know, Shane, when you say no one outside of Dairon Blanco is going above and beyond, doing anything outside their norm, you're 100% right. But that, to me, just continues to shine a light on the fact that Seth Lugo must get back to and remain an all-star. Pitch like an all-star. Cole Reagans, keep it up. Do what you do. Brady Singer, this is what you do. Okay, 6 shutout. I'm not going to say I expect that every time. But a solid 6, yeah, do what you do. Michael Wacha. Now, Bobby Witt Jr., what I expect from you, MVP stuff on a daily basis. Now, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, I need you to be clutch. Salvi hitting .362 this season with runners in scoring position. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, top 5 in baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. So I agree. This weekend, no one really did anything outside of Dairon that was eye-popping. But Bobby stays and must stay eye-popping. The rotation must stay eye-popping. The defense as a whole must stay elite. That's how I see it. So I agree. They were consistent in what they do. But with that upcoming stretch, 20 straight games against the best pitchers, the best hitters, and the best teams, to maintain that all-star MVP level, easier said than done. My game notes following this 8-1 Royals victory, my game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Royals are on pace to win 90 games. They open up a 3-game set against the Angels tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium. Let's go to Wes in Gladstone. Wes, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, that getaway day win versus the Twins was huge because, what, they had just been outscored like 21-5 or something, and then to come back and win that game 4-1, knowing you're going to Cincinnati, who's not a good team, the Indians are going, and I'm going to call them the Indians, sorry, and the Indians are going to the Brewers, and the Twins have to go to the Rangers, who have some players on their team. And it worked out. Now they're 3 games back. And I think you've got to give a lot of credit to the manager. Blanco didn't put himself in the lineup the past 2 days. Now, he went above and beyond, but, hey, man, the manager is pulling the right strings. That's got a lot to do with why they've got 69 wins.
Yeah, no argument from me. I appreciate the phone call, Wes. Dyrone Blanco getting back-to-back starts for the first time in more than 3 months. Dyrone hitting .271 when his name's in the lineup. He scored 16 runs in his 28 starts. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Wes, because if Dyrone has back-to-back rough outings, I would imagine it would have happened a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Sooner than a caller brings up Matt Quatrero. Why is this guy in the lineup? Shouldn't he have been in the lineup instead? Now, personally, and I'm not saying you're saying something contrary, but personally, the lion's share of the credit goes to Dyrone Blanco for taking advantage of said opportunity. Just like the praise received the other night, the praise that Matt Quatrero received back on Friday night because of his bullpen usage. To me, you know, Bubich, MacArthur, Sam Long, Carlos Hernandez, they deserved the credit because they executed. But sure, no doubt about it, manager, tip of the cap to Q. But honestly, I just have to stay true to my beliefs. You know, my belief is I'm not really going to start diving into the X's and O's of a manager really, you know, deep until we get to September. Now, this, especially with the trade deadline, what, less, just over a month ago? He's still learning this bullpen, still learning a Lucas Urseg. He has Hunter Harvey coming back. Hopefully John Schreiber back tomorrow. Now, I'm still going to give Q some time to feel this thing out, give guys chances, and see what they do with those opportunities. You saw what Sam Long did with his, what James MacArthur did with his, and you saw what Lucas Urseg did with his tonight. Oh, my gosh. Urseg's eighth appearance since coming to Kansas City. 12 strikeouts in 9 1/3 innings. No walks. 4 total base runners, and he stranded all 11 inherited base runners. Impressive stuff. And no time to slow down. No time to show weakness now. Lucas Urseg, this is what we need, man. I know eventually the guy's going to give up an earned run. Can't happen all that often. That's just the cards you're dealt. Just like Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha, just like Brady Singer and Cole Reagans, man, it's a difficult expectation that we've set for them. But they've earned that expectation. Bobby, it's a difficult ask every night, but we need you to be an MVP. He's earned that expectation. Lucas Urseg, okay, it's only 8 games. Tough to earn much in 8 games. But this team was in dire trouble. They needed someone the caliber of Lucas Urseg. He's delivered, and now, Bud, we need you to be darn near perfect. He's been just that so far. Royals, now 14 games above 500, just 3 off the pace of the first-place Cleveland Guardians. Excuse me, I'm going to say Guardians. Back with more of your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
First pitch. Fastball drilled. High in the air. Deep to center field. Did he do it again? You bet he did. Tyron Blanco hits another home run. A 413-foot shot onto the berm in center. There's some magic in that yellow crayon bat. Tyron Blanco extends the Royals' lead to 3-0 with his third home run in the last 2 days.
Great call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, Tyron Blanco jumpstarts the Royals' second scoring inning of today's 8-1 victory as they finish off a sweep of the Cincinnati Reds at Great American Ballpark and just dominate the below 500 Redlegs in grand fashion. Royals now 15-10 on the season with Brady Singer on the hill. Singer goes 6 innings of shutout baseball, strikes out 6, and walks only 1. Tyron Blanco 2-for-3 with a pair of runs scored, this coming on the heels of his 7 RBI night just a night ago. I see the Rally Mantis on the text line clamoring for Tyron to be the American League Player of the Week. Yeah, I don't think 2 games is enough. But listen, the guy had, what, 3 home runs all of last year? 5 home runs for his career? 5 home runs in more than 140 games. And he has 3 in his last 2. The Royals have homered in 20 of their last 21 games. Let's go to Stefan in Midtown. You're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals pick up the sweep in Cincinnati. Stefan, what'd you think of it?
Yeah, thank you. I called in yesterday, and thank you for accepting my call. I have 2 questions and 3 if we have time. The third was a football question. But anyway, there's about 38 games left, right?
Yes.
How many games do you feel safe if you think the Royals need to win so they'll be a playoff team?
21. Give me 90 wins.
Now, if the Royals go to they make it to the playoffs and they go to a 4-man rotation, I'm dreaming here. I would love to see Singer as a 7th-8th inning guy and Urseg as a closer. Doesn't that sound good?
Well, Urseg is the closer right now. He already has that role. Personally, I would rather put Lorenzen in the bullpen and have Brady Singer as my number 4 starter.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking if he wouldn't have to worry about pitching six innings, he can bear down and go harder.
Yeah, listen, I don't know many, really outside of Cole Reagans, I don't know if I'm asking for more than six innings out of anybody come the playoffs. Because, again, you're going to have likely Alec Marsh in that bullpen, Michael Lorenzen in that bullpen, Lucas Erceg in that bullpen. So you'll have options, better options than you currently have.
But, you know, because, you know, of course, Wade Davis was initially, you know, that he was initially a starting pitcher. It didn't work out.
Yeah, most relievers are, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I was just curious about picking or getting one of those starting pitchers that are pretty good to be a closer, to be lights out closer.
Yeah, listen, there are a lot of options. I appreciate the phone call. You know, let's see who's pitching well in a month and a half as you're preparing for that AL wild card series. Who knows? Maybe the Royals earn a bye. Again, that's not out of the question. I know a lot of you have been focused on the Twins and the Red Sox and the Mariners and looking at the wild card race, but you're three games back of the division lead. You're, four games back of the Yankees for the best record in Major League Baseball? Four games. And you play the Yankees three times in the Bronx. I'm not saying I'm expecting that or even monitoring that. I'm aware of it, though. 913-586-7965. You know, let's see who's pitching well. Who knows? I mean, you know, Michael Wacha's done everything in the regular season and the postseason. So I don't think he would be overcome with adrenaline and emotion, and it would get the best of him coming out of the bullpen in October. You know, Cody and Gold were talking about this week. You know, what about Brady Singer? No, we'll let you go through the lineup one time. Give me three innings, and then you turn it over to Michael Wacha for three innings. Decide on the fly. Do you give him a second time through the lineup? Now, who knows where Seth Lugo's at in a month and a half? Maybe he's the guy that you want to piggyback with a Lorenzen or a Singer or a Bubich, whatever it might be. Honestly, I would not be surprised at all if this team gets creative come October. I don't think it's, here's the ball, we're going to ride you until it's clear you're tired. Now, you remember how Cleveland, how Tampa, how these analytically driven organizations, how they deploy their arms come October. I'm in favor of it. Now, ideally, Seth Lugo's rolling and Cole Reagans remains an ace and Brady Singer and Michael Wacha stay hot and these guys can pitch six, seven innings every single playoff game. If that's the case, like I said, not only are you going to win the division, you can win the whole darn thing. If you have the best rotation, the best defense, and the best base running team, you're going to go a long way. You're going to be hard to beat in a short series, especially when you're getting contributions up and down the lineup, when you're getting Freddie as a steady force, you know, Dyrone Blanco or whoever's in the nine spot stepping up in a big way, when you're getting that type of production from your second baseman. Michael Massey today, 3-for-4 from the seventh spot. And now this season, as a second baseman, Michael Massey's hitting .290. His OPS is near .815 at the second base position. Keep in mind, the average second baseman in Major League Baseball has an OPS of .675. Again, Massey at .815. I mean, come on. I mean, it's almost, what, 150 points? It's 140 points better than your average second baseman? Let's hear what Michael Massey had to say after this game as he received the Joel Goldberg on-field treatment on Bally Sports Kansas City. As this Royals team, with the win, not only do they sweep Cincinnati, but they complete a 4-2 road trip and get their road record back above 500. Yeah, Royals have won 10 of the last 13 away from Kauffman Stadium, and their record on the road is now 31-30. One of the best run differentials in Major League Baseball as far as a road team is concerned. The Royals outscoring their opponents by 45 runs this season away from Kauffman Stadium. Here's Michael Massey after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of what we've done all year, right? You know, we have an issue with something, we make the adjustment, and we come out and get it done. You know, that's a sign of a good team. And, you know, like you said, offensively, our pitchers have done a great job of kind of carrying the torch, and offensively, we're stepping up.
Let's talk about those pitchers, because each of the starters dominant in this series. They gave up a total of 2 runs. Then Ursek comes in this spot. What has it meant to have him and just all of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, just incredible. You know, the way that Brady set the tone today and stayed focused for that rain delay. And, you know, like you said, anytime we hand the ball to our bullpen, we feel pretty good about it. So, yeah, just a great job by those guys, and happy Ursegs on our team.
I suspect that we could just talk more about Tyrone Blanco and the yellow bat, which had some magic again in it. But at the end of the game, you look up, you've got 3 hits. Vinny, a key sacrifice. Bobby, his 500th career hit. The guys that came in, Frazier for you. Melendez, a big hit. Tell me about just this roster up and down and the way you guys have all adapted to these roles.
Yeah, I think you got to give a lot of credit to the hitting coaches as well. You know, just I feel like we're prepared up and down the lineup. And, you know, coming into a game against the starter, I felt prepared. And then obviously when those guys come out of the bullpen, they're doing a great job of getting us ready. And, you know, like you said, up and down, I feel like guys are taking the plan and executing in the box.
Last thing, very challenging, I think, for everybody with the mud out there, with the rain, how wet it was. It would rain, it would stop, it would rain, it would stop. How difficult was it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, just stay focused on our job. And, you know, we're a bunch of professionals, so you got to find a way to fight through. It's part of the game. And, you know, I thought Brady did a great job. It's not easy to sit through an hour of rain delay and then come out and pitch the way he did. So, yeah, good one.
Michael Massey following an 8-1 Royals win on Bally Sports Kansas City. Massey, one of 3 Royals with multiple hits in this victory. Massey, the aforementioned Tyrone Blanco, and Vinny Pasquantino. Vinny, 2 for 4. He drives in 3 runs. The Pasquatch is now hitting .325 since the All-Star break. Royals are 14 games above .500. We need to take our final quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts on 96.5 The Fan after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Fastball chopped a high bouncer over Espinal's head at third and into left field. Garcia trots in to score from third. Bobby Witt Jr. goes to second. The Royals have put up 4 runs in the top of the 9th. The latest thanks to Vinny Pasquantino's RBI single. He's driven in 3 today. It is 8-1 in the top of the 9th inning.
And go ahead and give Vinny Pasquantino 92 RBIs on the season, good for 4th most in Major League Baseball. Yeah, Royals put 4 on the board in the 9th inning, and they turn a close game into a laugher. Now, it felt as if the Royals were running away with this game throughout, to be quite honest with you. Royals take a 2-0 lead at the end of 3. That lead expands to 4-0 after 5. It might as well have been 10-0. It felt as, well, you know what it was, is one team's 14 games above .500, the other team is below .500. The Reds are not in the Royals class. And really, that just brings me back to, well, you know what, I don't want to talk about disappointing times. I don't want to talk about the Twins and the Red Sox. But man, the reason why those series losses stung me is because I want to sit here and confidently tell you that the Royals are better than Boston. They're better than Minnesota. I can't do that. I feel that way, but I can't tell you that confidently because the win-loss record would tell you something different. As far as the head-to-head meetings, the win-loss record would tell you something different. But certainly, Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. You don't play with your food. You handle the bad teams. Out-pitch them, out-defend them, out-execute them. Run the bases better than them. Play baseball better than them. That's exactly what happened over the past 3 days. As the Royals match a franchise record by holding the opponent to exactly one run in a fourth straight game. It's an odd note, but a note nonetheless. And my game notes, again, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. I mentioned Vinny, top four in baseball as far as RBIs. Bobby has the fifth most. Salvi's top 12. They're all on pace for more than 107 RBI. No Royals team in history has seen three players drive in 107 or more. Yeah, Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, all on pace for at least 107 stakes. Shoot, Vinny's on pace for 120 RBIs. He'd be the fourth player in franchise history to drive in a buck 20. All right, let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. Look, I was fired up just as Lucas Erceg was, clearly, after striking out Ellie De La Cruz and whoever else was after him. And, man, I can't wait to be out there Wednesday night and watch the Royals game. And I have one final question for you. Do you think that Lucas Erceg could have the type of season that Emmanuel Class A is having next season or in the next two seasons? I'll listen off air.
Well, in the words of Kevin Garnett, anything is possible when you're equipped with that much talent. Would I bet on Erceg matching what Class A is doing? No. No, no. I mean, you can make a case that Emmanuel Class A should finish, well, top five for Cy Young. You can make that case. And you look at his numbers and you put him up against what Eric Gagne did in that year when he was just scarfing down steroids. Yeah, listen, no, no. I hope he does. But I would not advise expecting Lucas Erceg to perform at the level that Emmanuel Class A has this season. Class A, the best closer in the sport. Royals really have been searching for a closer for most of the season. Now they found him in Erceg. But even without a closer, this team still has now, what, 65 wins this season in which they've held the opponents under five runs. There's not another team in baseball that has held the opposition under five runs more so than the Royals. In fact, they've won 19 straight games when they allow fewer than five runs. I don't know. That's not asking the world for your pitching staff when you have an elite rotation. That's not asking for the world for them to hold the opposition to four runs or fewer. Garrett, thanks for the phone call. Hey, congratulations to Bobby Witt Jr., career hit number 500. Bobby, the second fastest player, the second youngest player to reach 500 hits. Only George Brett was younger. So congratulations to Bobby and his name once again mixed in with another Hall of Famer. I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck Show, Bobby's on pace to have more base hits than any big leaguer since Ichiro back in 2007. Bobby is on pace to lead the league in hits, average, and runs scored. That hasn't been done in 21 years since Hall of Famer Albert Pujols. I know Pujols and Ichiro aren't in Cooperstown yet, but they are. Let's go to Batman in Kansas City. Batman, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 8-1. What's going on?
It's always you, Vern. You know it's the Bat birthday today, and when I blew out my candles, I was hoping that we could go ahead and I'll tell you what one of my wishes was we sweep this series and get this momentum going. Or we were talking about it last night. But, you know, we're in mid-August. Cicadas are singing, and the Royals are as hot as the weather. You know, we went from scratching for a playoff berth to being the number one contender in this playoff run. And the thing that's gelling is the ingredients to this birthday to this cake, to all this celebration that which we're going to have. It is all, the ingredients are all coming together, because I guarantee you that the baseball gods are smiling upon us, Vern. And I think we've got a good chance at really showing what's happening. Because like the first time, I can probably keep comparing this team to 2014 and 15. Because at first, you know, when we were in that World Series, the first time I knew we had a good team, but I didn't think we could compete with the other team. But the players that we're out there right now, you know, I'm thinking about sending the Royals another case of yellow bats, just in case everybody needs one. But we're making this run, and I'm telling you, it's for real. So everybody just get it together. And all I want from you really is to tell me who's starting, the starting pitches are in this Halo series coming up.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you, Vern.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Appreciate it, Batman. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, listen, as far as the 2014 comparison, maybe there would have been a touch bit more confidence had this city not been so beaten down. You know, that nervousness that you had about that team going into 2014, that was because, I mean, as a sports fan in Kansas City, you've just been worked over. The Royals hadn't done anything in nearly 30 years. Every time the Chiefs would tease you with the playoff run, they'd break your heart in some, you know, gobsmackingly painful way. But that 2014 team had a nice offense, but like this team, had an aspect of its pitching staff that was elite, had elite defense and elite team speed. And that, to me, is the ultimate leveler of playing fields. Now, had Patrick Mahomes shown up in, I don't know, 1995 and rattled off 3, 4, 5, 7 Super Bowl titles, yeah, maybe when that 2014 wildcard game started, you would have walked into Kauffman Stadium with your chest out, expecting the Royals to get it done because of that bullpen, that defense, and that team speed. So honestly, Batman, I don't think that anxiety that you felt in 2014 is a reflection of the team. I think it's a reflection of the city and the nightmares that sports fans in this city had. But now, even if it's a wild card series in fill-in-the-blank city, in Houston, in New York, in Baltimore, wherever, Kansas City's going to make that road trip and walk in confidently. By the way, Royals, with this 7-run victory, now have the second-best run differential in all of Major League Baseball. Only the New York Yankees have a better run differential than your boys in blue, +109. Royals, not only is Bobby Witt Jr. making a run at the greatest season in franchise history, this Royals team, as far as run differential is concerned, I mean, they're starting rumors about making a run at that 1980 ball club and those 70s ball clubs. The greatest ball clubs in franchise history. To answer your question, though, Batman, tomorrow it's Seth Lugo squaring off with Carson Fulmer, a right-hander for the Angels. Tuesday night, it's Cole Reagans and fellow lefty Tyler Anderson. And then Wednesday night for the finale, it'll be Michael Lorenzen. Angels have not announced a starter for the finale just yet, so we'll wait on Ron Washington for that. Royals will be favored in all three games. Royals would really help themselves by winning all three games. It's going to be hard to ask for anything but all three games. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock live from Kauffman Stadium. Quentin Morris, thank you very much for the help. Kansas City, thanks for listening. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.